somebody special that I want to introduce you to, Kate Matthias. She's the executive director of NAMI, Connecticut National Alliance on Mental Illness. And we've got something that we want to talk about because it is so important. One in five families is affected by this illness. One in five, that's 20%. 20% of our population. And let's meet our special guest, the executive director of NAMI, Katie Matthias. Katie.
Hey.
Good morning.
How you doing,
morning.
Brad? Good morning.
Nice to have you. Nice to have you with us. I'll tell you, when I was reading about this, I never realized when I started this investigation, and that's what it was because I was reading this book, I never realized 20% of our population has this particular situation.
Yes, they do, and it is so much more prevalent than people realize, and NAMI really is trying to reach those families and individuals who are in need so that they feel that they are not alone in their struggles.
Now tell me, Kate, what is the first symptom? How do you, I was looking at this information and never realized it was 20% of our population, but can you help them right away?
Absolutely, you can, and in fact, the earlier, Brad, the better. So that early identification and early intervention into the situation is really critical. It can make an enormous, enormous difference in the trajectory of the illness. So sometimes with younger people in particular, you might notice that their grades are starting to fall after they've been really good in school. You might notice that they're pulling away from family and friends and isolating. You might notice, and this is true for younger people as well as adults, that things that used to provide them, you know, pleasure and that they would have fun with, they're no longer interested in. So there's no one behavior that you're looking for. It tends to be a grouping of them. And then it really tends to be whether or not or for how long that behavior persists. If it goes on for several months, it might be something where you're going to want to see whether or not there's something going on related to mental health.
Now, mental health then is definitely part of this whole mission that you are on.
Absolutely. We are here to help people maintain, recover their mental health. That's what NAMI and our programs are all about. We have a lot of different educational programs that can help family members and individuals. Right now in the fall session, we've got a lot of what are called family-to-family classes. These are classes that are taught by family members themselves who have experienced a relative in their life with a mental illness. They are trained by NAMI Connecticut to lead these courses. And these courses are open. They're free of charge. It's a 12-week course, but it will walk people through the neurobiological basis of mental illnesses. It will talk about how to cope. It'll talk about how to be a better mom or sister or brother to the relative, because sometimes family members don't know how to deal with that. They don't know what the best thing is to do. And they will learn strategies and skills in these courses that they will not learn just from going and seeing a provider. So we do a lot of educating. We offer a lot of support groups across the state. Same thing, they're facilitated by people who have experienced, they're either experienced family members or in some cases they're individuals themselves who are living with a mental health condition that are facilitating the support groups. Just depends on what kind of support group you want to go to. So we provide those kinds of things to help people better understand what's going on, how best to deal with it, and how best to support loved ones who are experiencing these issues.
Kate Matthias, Executive Director, NAMI, Connecticut National Alliance on Mental Health. Why is it, and you wouldn't think it would be this way during this day and age that we live in, but why is it it's so hard to get people to talk about these things? Because what you're doing this morning, you're talking with me, but there are people out there. There are people out there listening that perhaps have someone in their family that is suffering from something like this, but they just don't want to talk about it for some reason.
Well, Brad, there's still a lot of stigma associated with mental health, mental illnesses. You know, people feel that they're going to be judged. They feel that, you know, they're going to be isolated by their friends and peers. And so, you know, doing programs like yours, and you're so great to offer this to us, you know, it helps to break down that stigma. We really need to realize that with 20% of the population impacted, we need to understand that there's almost nobody that you talk to that hasn't been impacted in some way. And so we need to normalize that. We need to make that like, oh, you, I'm sorry to hear that you have heart disease, or, you know, let me help you and bring you over a casserole. I understand your relatives in the hospital has a broken leg. We need to normalize mental illness in that way so we can break down the stigma associated with it.
Well, that's the reason that I wanted to do this this morning. And there's no question about it. You know, when you see these things, sometimes people just walk away from them. And all you have to do is reach out, and maybe you can't help everyone, but you can certainly help some, and maybe those other folks can reach out and help others.
Absolutely. It makes an enormous, enormous difference for someone to have somebody just ask them how they're doing, how can they help. And in many cases, all you have to do is just listen. It's not about getting, you know, super involved in what's going on in that person's life and with their mental health, but really just being a friend and not going the other way when you hear that there's a mental illness involved. That's really what we need to do for individuals and families who are impacted by mental illness. We need to be friends to them like we would be friends to them for any other kind of medical illness.
Now, Kate, give me the telephone number for this free course that will be able to help some families if they call. What is the telephone number they should call?
The telephone number to call for Family to Family is 860-882-0236. And right now we've got 10 classes across the state that are either running or are just starting. There's one starting in Norwich tomorrow night, for instance. We've got them running right now, and so people can sign up and join the classes now. So this is a great time. The other thing is, Brad, they can go to our website, www.namict.org, and they can click on Find Support on the website, and a drop-down menu will say Educational Programs. They can click there, and they can register online.
And this is a free course. I think what you're doing is tremendous. I really, really do. And I'm hoping that the folks that have been concerned about this will say, look, I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to see what we can do. And this is the reason that we wanted you on, Kate. These are the things that people have got to look at, that people have got to reach out and say, I'm here to help you. And you are.
We don't want anybody to feel alone. We want people to know, in fact, that they are not alone. And so we encourage them to do exactly what you said, Brad, which is to reach out for help if they need it, and reach out to help someone if they think that they can just be a friend and just listen to somebody.
Kate, thanks a million, and good luck to you, and keep in touch.
Thank you, Brad. Take care. Bye-bye.
You bet. Coming up to 8:30.